snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring.
One of the birds visiting Duluth feeders the last few weeks is the snowbird, otherwise known as the junco. The dark-eyed junco is a little dark gray bird related to sparrows, with a white underside and white outer tail feathers. When it flies away, these white streamers are conspicuous. It scratches on the ground for weed seeds. It eats a lot of ragweed, so should be a favorite with anyone afflicted with hay fever. In backyards, it usually does not spend too much time in a feeder. It mainly picks up the spilled seed on the ground. The junco is one of the most abundant birds in the Northland every April and October. By now, most of them have flown further south for the winter, many to tropical Minneapolis. They're considered rare up here during the dead of winter, although most years, at least a few remain at feeders December through February. They're fairly tame, and once a flock becomes comfortable at a feeding station, they sometimes lose their normal caution. In my yard, juncos are the victims of neighborhood cats more than any other species. Although they're very fond of sunflower seeds and cracked corn, juncos also like the inexpensive mixtures of birdseed available at most grocery stores. They're inquisitive enough to discover food in odd places. I have a few juncos that spend their mornings right on my front porch, eating cracked corn that I set out where my baby can watch them easily. Unlike chickadee flocks that seldom spend more than 10 or 15 minutes at a feeder before moving on to the next stop, juncos often spend their whole day in a single yard. At night, they roost in a small flock on the ground beneath a dense evergreen tree or shrub or low in its branches. They hold very still and are silent, so they seldom attract predators, even though they would seem quite vulnerable. In the daytime, they flick their white tail streamers often. It's apparently some sort of communication display. Many ornithologists also believe that predators focus on the conspicuous white streamers. If, say, a sharp-shinned hawk swoops at a junco, it may end up with its talons full of tail feathers, but no junco. Although most juncos leave our area in winter, they do start returning in February, when they begin singing their territorial song. The junco gets its name from the Latin word juncus, which means a reed or rush. It's an inappropriate name for a bird that seldom lives near marsh vegetation. Snowbird is a far better name.
To that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
That was Anne Murray. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.